Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a recent trend in your field. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about recent trends or developments in various fields. Being able to articulate these trends clearly and confidently can significantly boost your score. This article will guide you through answering questions about recent trends in your field of work or study, with a focus on the topic Describe a recent trend in your field of work or study. Understanding the task. Before we dive into sample answers, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking about recent trends. They want to assess your ability to identify and explain current developments in your field, use relevant vocabulary and terminology, provide specific examples and details, express your opinions on the trend, discuss potential impacts or implications. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions like, what do you do for work study? Have there been any recent changes in your field? How do you stay updated with developments in your area? Let's look at a sample answer for the second question. Examiner, have there been any recent changes in your field? Sample answer, Band 7-8. There have been several significant changes in my field of computer science recently. One of the most notable trends is the rapid advancement of artificial intelligence and machine learning. These technologies are revolutionizing various aspects of our lives, from personalized recommendations on streaming platforms to autonomous vehicles. It's an exciting time to be in this field, as we're constantly seeing new applications and breakthroughs. Key points. Uses specific terminology, artificial intelligence, machine learning, provides concrete examples, personalized recommendations, autonomous vehicles, expresses enthusiasm for the field. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a recent trend in your field of work or study. You should say, what the trend is, when you first noticed this trend, how this trend is affecting your field, and explain why you think this trend is important. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a recent trend in my field of environmental science, which is the increasing adoption of remote sensing technologies for environmental monitoring. This trend began to gain significant traction about 5 years ago, but I first became aware of it during my postgraduate studies 3 years back. It involves using satellite imagery and drone technology to collect data on various environmental parameters, such as deforestation rates, air pollution levels, and changes in biodiversity. The impact of this trend on environmental science has been profound. It's revolutionizing the way we collect and analyze data, allowing us to monitor vast areas that were previously difficult or impossible to access regularly. This technology provides us with real-time, high-resolution data on a global scale, which is invaluable for understanding and addressing environmental challenges. I believe this trend is crucially important for several reasons. Firstly, it enhances our ability to detect and respond to environmental changes quickly. For instance, we can now identify illegal logging activities or oil spills much faster than before. Secondly, it improves the accuracy and reliability of our environmental assessments, as we're no longer limited by the constraints of ground-based data collection. Lastly, this trend is making environmental monitoring more cost-effective and efficient in the long run, despite the initial investment in technology. In conclusion, the adoption of remote sensing in environmental science is a game-changing trend that's enabling us to be better stewards of our planet. It's exciting to be part of this technological revolution in my field. Key points: clearly identifies the trend, provides a timeline for when it was noticed, explains the impact on the field with specific examples, discusses the importance of the trend with multiple reasons, uses advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Possible follow-up questions. How do you think this trend will evolve in the future? Are there any potential drawbacks to relying heavily on remote sensing technology? Sample answers. I believe this trend will continue to evolve rapidly in the coming years. We're likely to see more sophisticated sensors and improved data processing algorithms, which will further enhance the accuracy and types of data we can collect. Additionally, I anticipate greater integration with other emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, which could revolutionize how we interpret and act upon the data we gather. While remote sensing offers numerous benefits, there are indeed potential drawbacks to consider. One concern is the risk of over-reliance on technology, which might lead to a decrease in field-based observations that can provide crucial contextual information. There's also the issue of data privacy and security, especially when monitoring populated areas. Lastly, the initial cost of implementing these technologies can be prohibitive for some organizations or developing countries, potentially creating a knowledge gap in global environmental monitoring. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to trends in your field. Here are some examples. Examiner, how do you think technological trends in your field might impact society as a whole? Sample answer, Band 8-9. The technological trends in environmental science, particularly the use of remote sensing, have the potential to profoundly impact society in various ways. Firstly, the improved accuracy and speed of environmental monitoring could lead to more timely and effective policy decisions. For instance, if we can detect pollution or deforestation more quickly, governments and organizations can respond faster to mitigate these issues. Moreover, this technology could enhance public awareness and engagement with environmental issues. When people have access to real-time, visually compelling data about their local environment, they're more likely to take action and support conservation efforts. This could lead to a more environmentally conscious society. However, we must also consider potential negative impacts. The increasing reliance on technology and environmental monitoring might lead to job losses in traditional field research roles. Additionally, there's a risk of creating a digital divide where only wealthy nations or organizations have access to this advanced technology, potentially skewing global environmental policies. In the long term, I believe the societal benefits will outweigh the drawbacks. These technologies have the potential to foster a more sustainable relationship between humanity and our environment, which is crucial for our collective future. Key points: discusses both positive and negative potential impacts, uses specific examples to illustrate points, demonstrates critical thinking and ability to see multiple perspectives, concludes with a personal opinion based on the points discussed. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a range of advanced vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples relevant to discussing trends. Paradigm shift. Pair, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the adoption of AI in healthcare represents a paradigm shift in how we approach diagnosis and treatment. Disruptive, adjective, causing a major change in the way a market or industry functions. Example, blockchain technology has proven to be highly disruptive in the finance sector. Cutting edge, adjective, the most advanced stage of development. Example, our lab uses cutting edge equipment for genetic sequencing. Revolutionize, verb, to change something completely and fundamentally. Example, electric vehicles are set to revolutionize the automotive industry. Implications, keysons, noun, the likely consequences of something. Example, we need to carefully consider the long-term implications of this new technology. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, here are my top tips for scoring high on this type of question. Stay informed. Regularly read about developments in your field to have current examples ready. Practice articulating trends. Try explaining trends to friends or record yourself speaking about them. Use specific examples. Don't just state the trend, provide concrete instances of how it's manifesting. Show critical thinking. Discuss both positive and negative aspects of the trend. Link to broader impacts. Demonstrate how the trend in your field might affect society or other industries. Use advanced vocabulary. Incorporate field-specific terminology and sophisticated language structures. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and confidence in your delivery. For more tips on improving your English skills, check out our guide on how to practice mindfulness meditation, which can help reduce test anxiety and improve your focus during the exam. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.